Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When you're my age, pop musically speaking, you might call this a little help from my friends.
Oh, the times they are changing.
There is superstition.
There's some edgy music for their time, pop tunes, from Bob Dylan to Nirvana there at the end. We could have picked a lot of tunes. Times, they're a-changing, right? Check out these hits from the past decade and listen especially to the lyrics.
I'm bringing sexy back.
From Justin Timberlake to Kesha and Eminem, the theme here, besides illustrating just how little fun it can be being a parent these days, is how much me and I seems to become a staple in today's pop music. Well, there's a new study that's taken a look at this and believes that today's hits are a lot more narcissistic than the pop hits of the past, and that it may reflect a new youth culture. Here's Keith Campbell, one of the authors of this study, explaining how he came to the conclusion.
The more self-focused words, the first-person pronouns, it increased, as had the antisocial words, hate, kill, etc. And what it dropped were the third-person pronouns, the more positive words, and the more social words. They're just not used as often as they were in the past.
Well, what are we to make of this? Is this the sort of Tipper Gore of the 21st century notion of pop lyrics bad, tradition good? Joining us now is Mara Johnston, music editor for The Village Voice. You saw this study, right?
I did. I think it's actually kind of a flawed study in a way. I think that they went in looking for something that was not necessarily there. I mean, you know, pop music, especially over the last 30 years, has definitely changed a lot and become very different. It's become a lot more individualized listening with the rise of the iPod and with the rise of the individualized library, whereas you had the person who was buying 12 CDs, the mythical person. You have now the person who just loads up on songs from iTunes.
But you could make the argument there that if your playlist is you and the songs are all about
your playlist
you
is
and
you.
It's you, there's a narcissism
but
there.
But I don't think it's narcissism necessarily. I think it's more, you know, people picking and choosing their own scripts. And I think that that's actually part of the problem with the study, which, you know, looked at the top 10 songs in the Hot 100 from each year that it was judging. And the Hot 100 has changed methodologies very radically over the past 30 years. And a lot of the songs that might have been popular, that might have broken through to be popular in 2006, might not have broken through in 1980 when the radio play wasn't being monitored by computers and when SoundScan wasn't around.
All right, but is there a way of saying, and again, I'm not wild about this study, although I do worry at home. I got five kids listening to these tunes and jumping up and down, and, you know, that it's not really rebellion in these tunes. It's not like Dylan. It's not like, you know, something's happening here. Mm-hmm. It's more of like, look at me.
I guess part of that is the structures that have, you know, grown up around music too, where it's more controlled, whereas, you know, things were sort of a little bit more freewheeling, to borrow a word from Bob Dylan. You know, now there's a lot more market research and focus grouping going into the music that goes on the radio.
Well, let's know this tune, Avril Lavigne. She's been around actually for a while, but mm-hmm. This tune, it seems in many ways and in my household, really sums it up. An anthem for it's all about me. I want to feel good. All my life I've been good. And now I just want to mess around.
Sure. It should be noted that. Well, no, it should be noted that this song actually did not do very well on the charts. So it probably wouldn't have made the study, right?
All right.
So that's part of it.
Olivia Hockenberry, 12 years old. Are you getting ready for school?
Yep. Well, not really, but.
You know this song by Avril Lavigne. And meet Mara.
Hi.
So you know this song, right?
Yeah.
Is it all about me, 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 me? And are these songs all about me, me, me?
Yeah.
what does that do? What does that mean in terms of your culture? Does that make you more self-centered, or is it just entertainment?
Well, Honestly, I think it makes me, at least, not want to be a pop star.
Really? Why? Why is that?
Because they just sound all so conceited and annoying. Like in the song Empire State of Mind, it's supposed to be about New York, right? If you literally listen to the lyrics, it's all about Jay-Z and how amazing he is.
But isn't that what Frank Sinatra's New York, New York is also about?
Ooh, good point. You know that
how
song
New York rises you up
in the news? You know, do you think this has been around for a long time, Olivia, or is this something new just with the songs that you're hearing?
Well, I'm not sure, but there are a lot of narcissistic people who I'm listening to.
All right. Well, since you've been on the radio this morning, there's probably a lot of your friends are going to be talking about you, right?
No, just Sam.
Just Sam. All right. Well, we'll get you off to school. Olivia, thanks so much,
thanks.
And I hope I didn't make you late. Is Mommy okay?
Yeah, she's fine, and I'm not late.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much. Olivia Hockenberry, 12-year-old, preteen. A little data point there, Mara.
No, true. And I think that Avril Lavigne is also a very special case. I mean, her whole career has been based on her being sort of this, I'm such a rebel, even though, you know, she's been flogging that shtick for now about 10 years. But I do think that there is definitely a sort of bravado, but I think that bravado has always been the case. And, you know, I think for the study claims that pop music was less self-centered in the 1980s, but Madonna, Prince, I mean, these were huge stars. Like, maybe We Are the World overcorrected for everything else in, you know, in the statistics.
But is there a way of saying we got to go? You know, the glitter movement implied like there was a planet of glitter in the Bowie world. This is really literally about me. I.
It's a planet of iPod listeners, I guess.
That's
but at
point.
The same time, you know, people are also not necessarily listening to just the stuff that's on the Hot 100.
Right. Mara Johnston is the Village Voice music editor. We want to hear your lyrics. Love them, hate them. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment to thetakeaway.org. And feel free to sing. It's all about you. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you.